Father, we thank you, we worship you, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you all the glory. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you're giving unto us to gather into this place, to honor you, to lift you, to exalt you. We know you are our Father, and besides thee, we have no other God. And Lord, we submit to the authority of your humble heart, that, Father, may our heart be inspired by you, O God, as we go through the scriptures, so mighty Father, give us a heart of understanding, give us a heart of discernment, that your word will keep us alive, that our feet will grow from measure to measure, as faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of the Lord, that our lives will never be the same. Send forth your word, and let it go with power and authority to heal, to deliver, to encourage, and to destroy all the works of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus, for this fire that you have brought us into this service. We continually submit unto your authority, that, Lord, use us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
How many people are glad to be in the house of God? If we just bring it down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Today, as the founder of this ministry, hallelujah, I'm going to lay some foundational teachings. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes when you come to this ministry for the first time, you may be wondering why we call ourselves the way we call ourselves. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When a time came when I knew that the Lord was calling me into the ministry and God was giving me direction of starting the work we now do today, I went into prayer. Hallelujah. Just the same way you, when you feel the calling of God, you need to go into prayer to ask God for the direction of the ministry that he wants to give unto you. And when I went into prayer, one of the prayer requests I made to the Lord, I asked God, what is going to be the name of the ministry you are giving? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What is going to be the name of the ministry you are giving? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We know that every church, every place we go, hallelujah, they have a name. They have a name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the word came unto me, hallelujah, to name the ministry Restoration on the 10th of David. Praise the Lord. Restoration of the 10th of David. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember the first time when I was sharing about the name, you know, some people was like, why are you talking about things that are in the Old Testament? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. While we are in the New Testament, what it is to restore. Hallelujah. About the tent of David. Praise the Lord. But I believe I'd received the sure word of God, because the Spirit of God began to take me through the scriptures to be able to understand the impact of the tent that David built to the Lord. Hallelujah. And what that tent was able to restore in the nation of Israel. And we know at that time, before that, there was a ruler in Israel by name King Saul. Praise the Lord. And during that time of the reign of King Saul, nobody cared much concerning the Ark of the Covenant. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody cared about the
Ark of the Covenant, and many things happened at that time. The Ark was stolen. It went somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But when David came back, he cared concerning the Ark of the Covenant, and David organized himself, gathered the priest, praise the Lord Almighty. So when the Ark was coming, the first thing the Ark was restoring was priesthood. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So David began to restore priesthood that was malfunctioning. Hallelujah. Because it is the priest that can meant to tend at the fire in the house of God. Glory be to God. At that time, the priesthood was in chaos where King Saul was reigning. You were in fear. A lot of the priests that stood with the word of God, they were killed. Their lives were demeaned. Praise the Lord. You know, King Saul was leading people by fear, but he didn't attend to the serious business of God. Hallelujah. And when David came, who was a man after God's own heart, he began to discern and understood that something very important that the nation need is the Ark of the Covenant. And we know the Ark of the Covenant was embodiment of the presence of God in the midst of God's people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So David understood that the presence of God is very important to be among God's people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, the success, the victories that the nation of Israel were able to have was because the Ark of the Covenant was in their midst. Because Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah Elohim was in their midst. So they were able to have multiple victories because God's presence, God's glory, God's embodiment was in the midst of the nation of Israel. So when David came into authority, number one thing he wanted to restore worship. He wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant back in the midst of God's people. I remind God's people that their number one priority is to seek God, is to restore worship, is to restore priesthood back to Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And David brought the ark from 2 Samuel chapter 6. King David brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem and placed it in a simple tent. Praise the Lord. And like Moses' tabernacle or Solomon's temple, this structure had no veil, no separation, only continual worship before God's presence. So this kind of act, it had no, this tent that David built for God, it had no ambiguity like the tent of Moses, where there were so many things, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that the emphasis was continual worship before God's presence, hallelujah. Continual worship, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. No wonder David was a man after God's own heart, because he wanted to kindle a fire of worship, a fire of praise. And it is not just a fire of praise and a fire of worship, but a fire before the Almighty God. Hallelujah. A fire before the presence of the living God that could put the whole nation on fire for God. Because when there is a fire in the altar of God, there is victory to the people of God. There is healing to the people of God. There is breakthrough to the people of God in the mighty name of Jesus, because the presence of God is kept alive in the whole nation. So when David came back, hallelujah, he brought continual worship before God's presence. While Moses' tabernacle emphasized ritual sacrifices and priestly intercession, David's tent was centered on unceasing praise and worship. It was a prophetic picture of the access we now have through Jesus Christ, our high priest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It was a prophetic picture. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That our main emphasis is to rekindle our desire to worship God, our desire to praise God, our desire to lift up the name of God, and our desire to seek for the presence of the Almighty God, and hindered with too many ritual practices. Hallelujah. Where we can just come and pour our heart home to Him, where we can come and worship Him and praise Him in the beauty of His presence. And as we are worshiping and praising Him, miracles will begin to happen. The sick will be healed. The blind will see in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is power in praise. There is power in worship. There is power when we lift up the name of Jesus. The Ichabod will come down. The glory will come down in the mighty name of Jesus, because the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. When we worship Him, when we praise Him with a sincere heart. So during the time of David, there was a stream that God had opened. The stream of worship. The stream of praise. So when this ark was restored, when this tent of David was built, it broke loose streams that flowed to the nation. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And one of the streams that it broke was the stream of praise, the stream of worship. There was mighty worship. There was mighty praise. No wonder David wrote so many psalms. Hallelujah. David was known as the musician. He was known as the prophet of God. He was known as a musician. He was known as a pastor. He was known as the king of Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And these are the ministry that this man was used to restore to the nation of Israel, to remind them they need to worship God. They need to praise God. They need to exalt God. Hallelujah. And another stream that David this time to grow, it was the stream of the prophetic begin to flow again. The prophetic ministry begin to flow again. The prophetic utterance begin to flow again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know when the prophetic flow, it means people now can hear God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know you can be in the church, but it seems like God is not speaking. People are not able to hear the voice of God. People are not able to get direction from God, that when the stream of the prophetic began to flow in the tent, glory be to God, the word of God became clear in the mighty name of Jesus. The prophetic began to flow in the tent of God. Those are the places where David saw that I saw my Lord sitting at the right hand of my Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But that became visionary in the mighty name of Jesus, to understand the purposes of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Another stream that began to flow was the stream of the authority of the word of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because the church is not sustained by praise and worship alone. There has to be anchoring of the word of God. Carrying of the word of King. Hallelujah. People are panning for the word. People are panning for the Holy Scripture. In the mighty name of Jesus. People will stand and say that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, that my heart desire of thy law. Hallelujah. Out of these streams are the sounds we bring to pay, that the art of they be doing after the word. Hallelujah. Meditated on the word. So for the presence of God, out of this dream is where they be say that I will seek of thy presence and your strength continually, because people were demanded that the fire of the Holy Spirit needs to burn in the house of God continually, day and night. They are supposed to be fire burning in the house of God. We are supposed to be fire of the word. There's supposed to be fire of praise. There's supposed to be fire of worship. There's supposed to be fire of the prophetic burning in the house of God, to keep the lamp of God burning in the house of God, to keep the light of God all in the house of God. So when this king was rekindled, when this candle was built, it raised men who their heart were burning for worship. Songs were streaming. Gazes were coming down like water. In the mighty name of Jesus, they began to praise God. They began to set a choir. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And like the building of Big Stand, there was restoration of priesthood. It was restoration of priesthood. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ on that way. And they believe in this hour, God will restore priesthood again. God will restore men of God again. God will restore his children again, who will stand in his house as apostles, as pastors, as evangelists, as speakers of the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And they will move in the mighty works of God. They will move in signs and wonders. They will be honored. They will have authority over the land. They will have authority over serpents. They will have authority over demons. They will have authority over sickness. They will have authority to forgive men their sins. They will have authority. Do you know today? Hallelujah. Depending on where you're living, people look down so much on men of God. Hallelujah. People look down so much on men of God. Sometimes they treat them as if they are nothing, or they are just chasing after your money. They are chasing after your tithe. They are chasing after your stamp. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People, as being a pastor, sometimes we receive all manner of mockery. Hallelujah. There are sometimes people think that we are doing what we are doing because we want to enrich ourselves, because we want to create a name for ourselves, not because of the kingdom of God. But the time is coming as the Lord is restoring the tent of David. It will restore honor back to priesthood again. In the mighty name of Jesus, priesthood will become men and women who are the mouthpiece of God. He will not allow the words of their mouth fall on the dry ground. Their word will carry authority. Their word will carry life. Their word will carry the favor of God. Their word will carry the voice of God. They will speak and things will happen. They will speak and the sick will be healed. They will speak and the blind eyes will see. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will be honored before the kings. They will be honored before governors, before the leaders of nation. They will stand to honor the priesthood of the Most High. In this time, in these days we live in, God is restoring priesthood again. That no one will drop with priesthood again, because we carry the glory of God. We carry the might of our God. We represent the kingdom of the Almighty, the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know when God began to restore priesthood? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one will be able to joke with the office God has given him. In the name of Jesus. No one will be able to joke with the office God has given him. Hallelujah. Because you represent the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So when you speak on his behalf in the name of Jesus Christ, and the Lord will honor us as his servants in the mighty name of Jesus, and even the men and women of God that God is raising over all the nation, God will restore our honor in the mighty
name of Jesus.
In the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 11, God promised to restore the fallen tent of David. The Apostle James in Acts 15 applied this prophecy to the inclusion of Gentiles into God's covenant family, declaring that worship and revival will draw the nations to him.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
So this tent that David built in Israel symbolized mighty kings. Hallelujah. And I want us to digest. You see, the Bible says that you shall meditate on this book of the Lord day and night to do what it says for you to do. Hallelujah. I want us to meditate on the weight of this tent that David built for God, that generation to generation, they spoke of its restoration. Hallelujah. It means this tent carried eternity purpose. It carried an eternal purpose in the eyes of God and in the mind of God, because God was foreseeing for a time that will come that the reality of what David was trying to picture in this tent will come to pass. And I believe we are that generation where this reality is coming to pass in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because this tent, hallelujah, as I've said, if first it restored priesthood back again. It restored priesthood back again. A time come where people will all at the church. A time come where governments will own up the church. A time come where people will own a man of God. They will know the house of God is a light unto teaching, unto nation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As the scripture says in the book of Isaiah, that arise and shine, for thy glory has come. In the mighty name of Jesus, for darkness shall cover the earth, thick darkness the people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But to you arise, for thy glory has come, and the nation shall come to your shining. I believe a time is coming, the nations of the world will come to our shining, because they will see what God is doing in our minister. They will see the mighty hand of God at work in our minister. In the name of Jesus, I don't believe the church of Christ is a laughing stock. In the mighty name of Jesus, a time is coming that God is going to raise people in the church to do mighty things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, not just preaching the gospel, hallelujah. There are going to be arising people with great authority in the political, people with great authority in the business world, in the economy. God is raising people in the church who will become millionaires. Billionaires are going to arise in the church again. Engineers are arising in the church again. Innovators are arising, nurses, doctors. People will have influence in all areas of life, because we are meant to be a light. Whether you are a nurse, you will be a light in that hospital. Whether you are a teacher, you will be a light in that school. Whether you are a lawyer, you will be a light in that world. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whether you are a president, you will be a president who is born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. You will bring Bible study at the White House. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because God is going to raise all our back to the church. God is going to raise papas back to the church. God is going to raise men like Daniel, who will not only keep the fire burning, praying 3 days, 3 times a day, in the mighty name of Jesus, calling upon the name of God, but at the same time being a symbol of light on either nation like Babylon. Daniel was able to stand to be a symbol of light in the mighty name of Jesus. It's the same way in these end days. God is raising people. God is raising amazing men who will go beyond the spears of the borders of the walls of the church, and they will bring the kingdom. Wherever they go, they will bring the kingdom in the workplace. They will bring the kingdom in the church. They will bring the kingdom in schools, in universities. They will take the word of God. They will move by the power of the Holy Ghost. Signs and wonders will follow the presence of God. Will follow them. They will cast out devils wherever they go. They will heal the sick in the mighty name of Jesus, for God to prove himself that there are people who love God but still can carry influence and power and demonstrate the presence, the will of God wherever they go.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Do you know, I have heard certain things, David Mena. I have heard certain things where people say, you know, politicians are very corrupt. You know, if you are a child of God, you should become a politician. You will be polluted. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Who say that you can be a politician and not corrupt? Who say that? Hallelujah. Who say that you can be a president who doesn't tap into corruption? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can be that light. Hallelujah. Today we need doctors who know God. Today we need nurses who know God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because many lives are perishing. Many lives are being destroyed. Because there are people in authority who don't fear God. There are people in power who don't fear God. And they are doing all manner of things to make lives of people in misery. But I believe a time is coming that God will restore honor back again to the church. God will restore peace to back again to be touched in the name of Jesus, that the words of our mouth shall not fall on dry ground. In other words, what you speak will carry weight. Hallelujah. What you say will carry weight. Men will not joke with it.
It reminds me of the story of Elisha. Hallelujah. Who called upon the lions and the bears. You know, this youths who are laughing at him. You know, they were saying, look at this bald-headed man. And Elisha called upon the bears. And the bears immediately came and tore these youths.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is authority. That is authority. Hallelujah. Jesus as the priesthood carried authority. That's what the Bible says. He did not allow his words to fall on the dry ground. Hallelujah. In other words, what Jesus spoke, it bent. Hallelujah. What Jesus said is the truth, the way, and the life. It can't be compromised. Hallelujah. It can't be debated. Hallelujah. Because his words are yes in the men. Thank God where God is raising men and women that when they speak, it will come to pass. When they decree, it will come to pass. When they decree, when they say, it will be as God has spoken in the mighty name of Jesus, because God will restore honor back to priesthood. Hallelujah. So David gathered the priesthood. He put the priesthood in alignment. Hallelujah. To keep the fire of praise, the fire of the word of God burning at the altar. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then there was the prophetic. The prophetic was restored back in the house of God. The scripture says in the book of Proverbs that where there is no vision, the people perish. We need direction, continual direction from God. As a church, we need continual direction from God. And the only way we can continually receive direction from God is where the presence of God is within us and around us. Hallelujah, in the church of Jesus Christ. Because when the fire is burning, the lamp will bring the voice. The lamp will bring the presence. The lamp will bring the mind of God. We will be able to hear the mind of God because we are on fire. Hallelujah. You are to be on fire to be connected with a God who operates as fire. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. You have to be in the spirit to hear a God who is a spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. We can't afford to be the charger, like the charge of the priesthood of Eli. What the Bible says, in those days, visions were lacking because the altar, no one was tending the altar. No one was keeping the wood in the altar. No one was keeping the fire in the altar. No one was keeping the word that was needed to preserve the altar. And because of that, the fire had gone down and vision had gone down. The prophetic had gone down. He the mighty name of Jesus. But there was this young man by name Samuel who was being raised to become the high priest of Israel, who was being raised to work as a prophet of the Most High. This young man, the Bible says, in the night was tending the altar at the temple of God while people are busy in their sin, in their immorality, in their greed, in their confusion. There was this young man by name Saul who had set himself apart for the glory of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. You can't afford to do what others are doing. Just because you are in a godless nation doesn't mean you should be godless too. That because you are surrounded with people who are cursing around doesn't mean you should be like them. You are a peculiar nation. You are a God's people. You are called by His name. You are called to be peculiar. You are called to be set apart the way Samuel sought himself apart. And he kept the fire burning. And because Samuel kept the fire burning, what is the ritual we are not experiencing then, that they come to experience again. Samuel began to receive visions again. Visions had died at that time. Direction had died at that time. Prophetic voice had died at that time. But men and women who set themselves apart for the glory of God, they will begin to hear direction again. They will receive visions again. They will look at the prophetic again for the glory of God, because we cannot afford to perish. Because we lack direction from God. We cannot afford to perish because we are not hearing from God. God is speaking, but we are too deep in the flesh. We are too deep in the flesh. We are too deep in the nonsensical world of immorality and sin and debauchery, to the extent we are not hearing God, to the extent we are not getting the mixture from God, because our hearts have been corrupted like the sons of Eli, that even the pieces that are meant for God, even the fat portions or the sacrifices that people have brought to the altar, we take them and abuse them. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. We can't afford to live like because God is coming to restore His temple. God is coming to restore His voice again. God is coming to restore the prophetic day. In the mighty name of Jesus, that there will be accuracy in the part of God, in the house of God, of the prophetic. In the name of Jesus, there will be accuracy because the fire is burning. Hallelujah. God called Samuel. Hallelujah. And Samuel thought it was Eli who was calling him. And they began to encounter the visions. He began to encounter the visions. And the Bible says that the whole nation of Israel knew that someone was destined to become a prophet because somebody was willing to tender the lamb. So the tent brought back the prophetic voice. The tent brought back the word of God. The tent brought back the presence of God. The tent brought back the fear of the man, the honor of priesthood, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the tent, hallelujah, again, was spoken about that the Lord will restore the broken tent of David. Imagine this tent was broken because a generation came that didn't understand the significance of the doings of God. But prophets like Amos 9 verse 11 say that God promised to restore that death, that end of David. I believe God has promised to restore that death in our generation again, in our life again, in these end time times. God has promised to restore that death in the name of Jesus. This restoration is not only about Israel, it is about the body of Christ working together as one with no dividing wall. God dwells among his people without barriers. The overturn reminds us that in Christ the veil is torn. Hallelujah. In Christ the veil is torn. We can have access to God. Hallelujah. You and me, we can have access to God without fear. It doesn't matter if it rains. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter whether you are black or blue or white. Hallelujah. We can all have access to God because the veil is torn. Glory be to God. The veil gives us access to enter where God is, to enter, to encounter his glory, to encounter the person of the Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, we can come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain grace and mercy for the time of need, because we are not ashamed. That somebody can block our way. Hallelujah. Don't allow anything become an hindrance to your salvation. Not even your pastor. Not even your buddies. Not even your friends. You have access to God. You can come to God. You can enter the tent of his glory in the mighty name of Jesus and plead for mercy.
Hallelujah.
This time brought back worship as warfare. Hallelujah. Like David's musician, our praise pushes back spiritual darkness. As it was recorded in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 22. Hallelujah. When the nation gathered and all they needed to do was to raise a praise. And the Lord brought a word that this battle belongs to the Lord. All you need to do is to lift up a praise. Lift up a praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We shall win our battle by praise. We shall win our warfare by praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The time comes when we praise God. Demons will leave people. Sickness will leave people. Generation will be conquered to love God. Hallelujah. Territory will be conquered in the name of Jesus. As we are praising God, hallelujah, witches will be defeated. As we are praising God in the name of Jesus, witches will be defeated. As we are praising God, devils will come out of people by the power of praise. By the power of praise, we will conquer mountains by the power of praise in the mighty name of Jesus, because we use praise as warfare. Therefore, sometimes when you see us worshiping and praising God, sometimes even 1 hour in our study, there are things that we are transcending and declaring the laws of God, the commands of God to happen on earth. We use praise as warfare in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we can praise freestyle in the mighty name of Jesus. As the Lord give us the grace, we worship God. Because heavens are open, we are ready to receive from God. In the name of Jesus, we shall praise the Lord with a new song. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. There is a place where when you reach with God, hallelujah, there are levels in our journey with Christ. Hallelujah.
There are levels where the water is ankle deep. There are levels where the waters are knee deep. There are levels where the waters are waist deep, but there is a level where the waters are enough for a man to sheep you. Hallelujah. That is the level of surrender. That is the level where you can enter into the pulpit that you don't know the song you are going to sing. And at that very moment, the song will be given to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We need to read to a level where we can flow the way God wants us to flow. A level where we are willing to bend. We are willing to be stretched by the Holy Ghost. We are willing to receive from the streams of life. We can't get used to the presence of God, but the songs we sang 20 years ago are the songs we still need to sing today. We have to open our heart to receive from God, to receive from the streams of life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, we live in a time where the praise and worship cannot sing a song they didn't practice. Hallelujah. If they did practice the song, they can't sing it. Hallelujah. So they have to sing what was practiced. If they didn't practice it, they can't sing it. There's no flexibility to flow with the will of God. There's no flexibility to receive something new from God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But in this start, there's flexibility to receive things that are new from God. Even today in our praise and worship, we sang songs for the first time we have never sung before. Praise the Lord. Because we believe in this tent, the heavens are open. Hallelujah. And we are using praise for warfare. We are using worship as a sign of warfare. As we are worshiping, as we are praising God, there are things that are changing. The heavens are changing. Hallelujah. The communities are changing. Our nation are changing. Our young men are changing. By the power of praise, by the power of worship, we are conquering nations for Jesus. We are conquering communities for Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, and demons must bow, devils must bow, satanic titans must bow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because we are lifting our praise unto our God. In the name of Jesus, we are using praise and worship as a weapon against the enemy, as a weapon to destroy the works of darkness, as a weapon to pull down strong, as a weapon to tell the devil the children of God has come. No one may say out of the mouth of babes shall spring forth praise. Out of the mouth of babes shall spring forth praise. Because when babes begin to praise God, it means they are not afraid of defeat. Courage is within their heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will praise God. In poverty, they will praise God. In sickness, they will praise God. In lack, they will praise God. And then the devil begin to wonder with them, what is wrong with this generation? They love God too much. They love God more than mammal can give them. They love God more than their caviar can give them. They love God more than power can give them. And all they want to do, God, I will praise you. In good time, I will praise you. In bad time, I will praise you. In pain, I will praise you. When I lose a loved one, I will praise you. Because all things happen for good, for those that are called according to his good purpose. And we are moving forward by power, by authority. We are moving, we are marching to Zion by praise. We are conquering every mountain. We are conquering every hill. We are conquering every power in the mighty name of Jesus, to decree that the name of the Lord is above all other names, that his name has been exalted above every power, above every darkness, above every principality, that at the call of the name of God, the demons tremble. In the mighty name of Jesus, that every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord of all. By praise. Do you know when you are a coward, you can't praise God? When you are just a coward, when you are a coward, you can't praise God. Hallelujah. When you know what God has done, Hallelujah. No wonder even Moses sang a song of praise to the people of God, because it's a sign of victory. Praise is a sign of victory. Praise is a sign that you are calling unto God that is higher than any power, any limitation to begin to move in our midst. And when God begins to move, these temples will be under pressure. When God begins to move, hallelujah, when God begin to move for you, systems will be under pressure. In the mighty name of Jesus, when God begin to move, the sick will be healed. When God begin to move, the lame will rise up out of their wheelchair. When God begin to move, demons will cry out because his presence is here. In the mighty name of Jesus, the devil is not permitted to hide in our midst. Demons are not permitted to hide in our midst because his glory is here. There has to be victory. There has to be deliverance. There has to be salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the name that is above every other name, because we are come to restore the pent of the deed that has been trampled on, that has been broken. The Lord is raising men who will look back to this end and restore it in the name of Jesus. This end reconciles unity between the Jew and the Gentile. God's presence unites his people across cultures. Hallelujah. Bring it down. God's presence unites his people across culture. But God will begin to heal his people. He will heal both the Jew. He will heal both the Gentile. He will heal the American. He will heal the African. Hallelujah. He will heal the Mexican. He will heal the Chinese. In the mighty name of Jesus, even Muslims will be healed. Hallelujah. Because the presence of God will unite us as children of God across different cultures. The presence of God brings restoration. His presence brings healings, delivers, and revives. Glory be to God. The presence of God brings restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want us to read one scripture in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 16, verse 11. You made known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. The Lord leads you to the path of life. That in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Huh. You can't be depressed when you dwell in the presence of God. Where are so many people depressed in the church? Something is wrong. Hallelujah. How can you be depressed in his presence? Hallelujah. Can you be depressed in the presence of the Lord when in his presence there is fullness of joy? Hallelujah. You know, a sign where you know you are under bondage is when you are in the church and you are under oppression. There are many places where the spirit that governs the church is not of God. So immediately you enter into that church, you feel like somebody is pressing your neck. Eh? In the night, you can't sleep. They give you things to eat in the church. And when you go back home, you are oppressed. Hallelujah. Because the one that has dominion over that house is not the Holy Ghost. Because where the Holy Ghost has dominion, there is liberty. Where the Holy Ghost has dominion, there is power. Where the Holy Ghost has dominion, there is freedom in Christ. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of God has dominion, there is no darkness doesn't prevail. Oppression doesn't prevail. Indeed, the anointing breaketh the yoke. So when God is active in the house, you can't afford to continue depression. God bless you, my brother Ibrahim, in the name of Jesus. You can't afford to be depressed in the house of God. When in his presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. At the right hand of God, the Bible says, are pleasures. Ooh, they are good stuff at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. You know, the devil has lied to us that there are things we can't enjoy while in Christ. There's so much things we can enjoy in the Lord. At the right hand of God are pleasures forever. There are things that God has that will satisfy your soul. There are things that God will keep you, whether it is honor, whether it is authority, whether it is power, whether it is wealth. There are things in the arms of God. They are called pleasures forevermore. Hey, you know, we live in a generation all love pleasure. So you can have pleasure in the house of God. You can have pleasure in the hand of God. You can have holy pleasure. You can have holy pleasure in the presence of God. Hallelujah. There are things you can enjoy while you are in Christ. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So there is nothing we miss back there in the world. Oh, hallelujah. If it is security, we have it in the Lord. Hallelujah. If it is strength, we have it in the Lord. Long life, we have it in the Lord. Protection, we have it in the Lord. Joy, we have it in the Lord. Wisdom, we have it in the Lord. Hallelujah. What do you need? What is the devil promising you that God can give you the best? Hallelujah. I always say that God is a better option. You know, back in my country, there's a company, there's a cell phone carrier company called Safaricom, the better option. Hallelujah. Some people are familiar with it. I want to tell you that God is a better option. If someone was to give you an offer between the devil and God, better choose God. Test and see that the Lord is good. I'm telling you, some of you have tested the devil and you are crying. You have tested the devil, you are bitter. You have tested the devil, you have AKB hits. You have tested the devil, you are depressed. You have tested the devil, they shoot you a leg because you went to rob the bank. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord is calling you. Test and see that the Lord is good. You have tested the devil in fornication and your life is a living mess right now. You don't know you are sharp. You don't know whether you are a man or a woman. Hallelujah. Because all these acts are testing the devil. All your life you are full of worry. You don't sleep well. Hallelujah. You wake up worrying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Almighty, because you are testing the wicked soul. You are testing the wicked passion. You are testing a man who's doomed eternally for judgment. Hallelujah. While God has sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that to those who believe in him, he came on the tower to become children of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. What are you waiting for? What is the devil giving you that God can't give you? What is the offer? Tell me today. What can you trade with salvation? Because it is precious than gold. It is precious than silver. It is precious than any dollar that that man can give you. It is precious than the economy of America. Hallelujah. It is precious than Visa. It is precious than anything you can ever have. Because when you have Christ, you are the whole world. When you have Christ, you are eternity. When you have Christ, you have life and life in abundance. You have life in the overflow. You have the masses of God in the mighty name of Jesus. So what it is that the devil is offering that God can't give you. You see, Satan always pretend that he has something to give you when he wants to steal the glory that God had put in you before the foundation of the world. He's after your crown. He's after your glory. He's after the authority, because he knows that when you're born again, many lives will change. The enemy knows when you're born again, many destinies will change. Cities will change. Environments will change. Communities will change. Many lives will be changed. Many bride-ics will be changed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, many prostitutes will be changed. And the devil wants to lie to you that he has a better option. I want you to turn your life around and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Don't joke with your destiny. Don't joke with your life. Don't joke with your destiny. You don't have two lives to live. You only have one life to live, and after that, judgment. Every man is appointed to live once. Hallelujah. And after that, there will be judgment. Every man is appointed to live once, and after that, judgment. When you die without knowing Christ, you will wake up in the lake of fire. You will wake up in hell. You will wake up in hell, my brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't wake up in hell because you rejected Christ in the daytime. You rejected Christ while you are alive. You heard the gospel preached, but you thought it was a joke. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The presence of God brings restoration. Hallelujah. There is prophetic worship that prepares the way of revival. Spirit-led souls that can shift the atmosphere. Hallelujah. In this tent, there is spirit-led songs that are able to shift the atmosphere. Prophetic worship that prepare the way. Spontaneous worship. Prophetic worship that carry the streams of God. Hallelujah. David's heart after God as a model for leaders. Hallelujah. Humility and obedience open the way for God's glory. Hallelujah. God is looking for men after his own heart. Men who will put the purposes of God first in their life. They will put the kingdom of God. They will seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. And all these things shall be added unto them. The text of David points to Jesus, the Son of the living God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It points to Jesus. We know that Jesus is the root of David. Jesus is the root of David. So the tent of David points us to Jesus. Point us to Jesus. For David, as the forefather of Jesus, laid the foundation on what later on be built to the glory of God. Hallelujah. A time has come that we have to restore worship in spirit and in truth, building a unified body, hallelujah, preparing the harvest of the nations in the mighty name of Jesus, and to seek for the imminent dwelling presence of God in the church. That people will come in the church and they will know God was in that church. God was in that assembly. I felt his presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when they leave the Lord's sanctuary, they will live transformed. They will live healed. They will live touched. They will live that the Lord has ministered to them in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. In the name of Jesus. This is the reason why we call this tent restoration of the tent of David. We want God to be in our midst. We don't want the church to be a church as usual. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We don't want the church to be a church as usual. In the name of Jesus, I will read the last scripture that we are going to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of Acts, chapter 17. The book of Acts, chapter 17. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 30 says, "The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." So the time of ignorance God overlooked, but now he's calling all men everywhere to repent and pointing us to Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. We are to come back and bow before his tent. We are to come back and surrender to the Lord and say, "God, I want to encounter you. I want to know you. I want to be a vessel in your house. I want to be a vessel of honor in your house. I want to be a vessel that will be used by God. They will bring it up in the mighty name of Jesus to do mighty and glorious things in the house of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because God has promised to restore the tent of Delhi that was broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want us to cry to the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will restore in such again. The Lord will restore all again to the priesthood. God will restore worship. God will restore praise. God will restore prayer again. God will restore the prophetic again. Open your mouth and they will fill it. Begin to speak, begin to prophesy, begin to decree the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you must experience it. You must walk with him. You must carry him. You must carry his glory. Wherever you go, you must carry his power. Wherever you go, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will carry him. You will carry the weight of his glory. You will carry his anointing. You will carry his power in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name that is above every other name. Rabba yata tatataka. Vekite ina manatoria. Randa baratani manturubosha. Yita rabababosha. Vekite rina. Motana mananteria. Yepte telebene mantoria. Father, restore us again. Restore your glory again. Restore your presence in the house of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, restore the imminent glory, the imminent power of God. Restore Ichabod again. Restore the tent again. In the mighty name of Jesus, that in our midst the sick will be healed. Blind eyes will see. There will be signs and wonders. There will be mighty acts of God. That the nation will hear of the power of God. The nation will hear of the fame of God, of the hand of God that is at work in our midst. For the sick are being healed, the blind are seeing, the dead are being raised. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because his heart is with us, his presence is with us. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Restore joy again. Restore joy again. Restore pleasure. In the right hand of God, that we will creep, we will run to be the presence of God. We will run, our hearts will burn to be his glory, to be in his feet, to worship him in the beauty of his glory, to worship him in spirit, happy truth, to lay our burdens at the feet of Christ, to surrender our whole to the living God, that we are not ashamed of him who have called us according to his good purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, restore a generation that will battle for you. Restore a generation that their heart will be crying, their heart will be popping, for the zeal of the Lord shall consume them. They will not be ashamed of the living God. They will not be ashamed of the Lord of hosts. They will not be ashamed of the King of glory. They will worship him. They will praise him. They will exalt him. They will decree of the glory of God. They will praise God in the morning. They will praise God in the noontime. They will praise God in the evening, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. May the name of our God be praised from continent to continent, from nation to nation, from village to village, from town to town, from city to city, from country to country, from tribe to tribe. May the name of our God, may the name of our God be praised forevermore. May the name of our God be praised in this city. May the name of our car be praised in America. May the name of our car be praised in Chicago. May the name of our God be praised in Hillibon. That they will hear of what God has done. They will hear that the plan has a seen. That he has a put him open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Rabada tere de Rosha. La candele terena. Opa manatopia. Zeke. Tebita Sadamanatopia. Pray whatever you have called him. The Lord restore priesthood back in the name of Jesus. May the Father restore intercessors. May the Father restore the wool keepers that will make sure that the fire is burning in his tent. In the mighty name of Jesus, people will hold on to the horns of the altar. They will hold the way tabby in the horns of the altar. And they will call for the glory. They will wait on the Lord. They will wait on the Lord until he appears from Zion. They will wait on his glory. They will wait on his power. They will wait on his presence until the Lord shall appear. They will hold on to the cold
and say, Lord, we will eat it. We want to see our youths on fire. Because the praise you play now is saving generation, is saving the church of Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we call unto you, the King of glory, the Lord of hosts. You say in your word that the head of this house shall be greater than the former and father. Glory, pour your life upon this tent, pour your healing upon this tent, pour your glory, pour your presence upon this tent, this glorious tent that we are raising for you. Yea, the under the no sanda aduanda makute lida madanda etere para kabandele ito zabandeli mo uparata marito si alla kwa kadeni andoro boshande itara banda ikata kalate itara de opara talate lande maratosia rekete severida opara da boshanta itu su marande itara baba washaria restore your hold. Restore your presence in your house, Allah, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall not be put to shame. We shall not be put to shame in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall not be put to shame. Dere Ramababa Osha, Setene Mahantoro Osha. We shall not be put to shame in the mighty name of Jesus. For the Lord shall restore the band of David. His presence is imminent in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of our God. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of glory. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence with us. Thank you, Jesus, because we know you are doing mighty things. You are touching lives of men for your glory. You are setting hearts of men on fire for you, Jesus. We bless you, Father. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen.